Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
The way they play defense, you know, they're going to force you into some of these things. They're not going to give you anything cheap. You're going to have to earn everything. We had some penalties, we had some drops, I missed some throws. You put all those things together, and you're not going to perform very well.
How frustrating is that to have so many things sort of compound on top of one another?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to get in a rhythm playing like that. So it's happened a few times to us, and it's just unacceptable.
Jay, the defense seemed to keep you guys in the game, give you a chance there in the second half. What can you say about the defensive line today?
Can't say enough. The way that they played, the way that they performed, they had pressure on Josh from the first snap to the last snap, forced some turnovers there, gave us some short fields. Defense won the game today.
A lot of pressure early. What were they doing to get back there, and what was that doing?
Yeah, they got some good guys. It's not like they don't get paid, too. They've got some guys that can play football on that side of the football. So we just got to look at the film, figure out exactly where the breakdowns were, what we were doing wrong collectively and individually, and move on.
How frustrating was it just that first half with everything, the pressure, no points?
We were down 10-0. I mean, it's four quarters. You play it for a reason. We understand that. We got in the locker room, and we knew that we had to perform better, and that's just kind of how it went.
On the fumble, fair to say you didn't have enough time to see McCoy going?
I didn't even feel him.
Jay, you have two straight against teams that don't have the greatest records, but you also have two straight going into Detroit. Where are you guys right now with your mindset?
Yeah, we'll take two straight versus anybody, regardless of record. I think it's good. You get some confidence going. Get this team believing that, you know, we're the team that started the season, and we're going into like a hostile environment, like you said. They're playing extremely good defense. They took a tough one today, but a really good team. Really good team, especially at home.
A couple players mentioned halftime making a big difference. How would you describe what happened at halftime?
We were challenged offensively. I think defensively, they were playing really good football, so they just had to kind of sustain that offensively. Mark challenged us, some of the players, we challenged each other, and we knew that if we continue down this road, we're going to lose this ball game, and we didn't want that to happen. So defense gave us another spark, and we were able to put some drives together, had some short fields, it made it a little bit easier, but we stuck it in there, once we got down there, which is huge.
When you say challenged, what do you mean by challenged?
Verbally, we questioned guys and made sure that everyone's in this for the right reasons, and made sure that when we left that locker room, everyone's minds were right on what we were trying to accomplish.
Jay, what were the short fields able to allow you guys to do offensively? What kind of opened up for you?
Yeah, nothing really. It gets easier for us short fields. We don't have to get as many first downs, for one. Secondly, I just handed it off. I mean, running game was going great. Matt was seeing the holes. We were getting great push. So it was easy for me. The rest of the guys did hard work.
That throw to Marty, you're moving to your right. You throw the high throw, but he's able to go up and get it. Was it nice to have that because they were limiting so much of your big plays to get that one big play?
Yeah, we kind of busted the route on the outside a little bit. So it wasn't exactly how it should have went. But Marty's such a big target. He climbs the ladder so well, and he went up and made a big play for us. He's been a spark plug in the locker room and on the field, and hopefully we can keep him going.
At this stage, how important is it how you win, or is it?
I mean, it's important the next day, I think. In the moment, after the game, a win's a win. Tomorrow, we'll talk about it and see exactly why we didn't win the way we wanted to win, if that's even a thing. And we'll figure out the problems and what we need to resolve. But right now, we'll take it any way we can get it.
So did you talk to Lovey, and did he create any sort of awkward feeling or different?
No,
feeling?
I didn't see him. I think he got off the field pretty quickly. I saw some other guys. There's a lot of guys from our staff that are on their staff. Good to see those guys. All quality guys. I think Lovey does a great job of getting quality players and quality coaches, humans, and great people on the field.
Jay, they seem to be rotating their safeties a lot, giving you a different look post-snap than pre-snap. Did that shake you guys up at all? Or
no, I mean, because you know what you're going to get. You know, it's either one or the other. So it's not like they're mixing a huge bag of coverages. So we knew what was coming. You know, that wasn't the real reason we were making mistakes.
Jay, do you feel Lovey did anything with the defense because he knows you so well from having coached you for so long?
No, I don't think they really had to. The first half, I think they felt good with what they were doing. They're playing 2 and 3. We were making a bunch of mistakes, so we had to punt. And then the second half, we had that one good drive. And then after that, it was pretty much single high because we were running the ball in short fields, and we were burning out the clock. So it never really got into a game that was more of a chess match. It was more of, you know, we're going to play this, and you guys are going to do that, and we'll see how it plays out.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.